Deep discussions with AI. For success today, you don't need to know all the answers, just have good questions. Chatting to AI is different from normal speech, and I hope you enjoy listening to the show whilst getting ideas on how to hone your questions to get the most out of AI. My name is Paul. The live conversations you hear are uncut, although sometimes the AI needs time to think. In those cases, I've cut out the dead space.
Good afternoon, ChatGPT.
Good afternoon. How's it going? Let me know if there's anything I can help with today.
Well, I'm going to be having a child soon, and I'm a little bit concerned. We've talked about it, and I think it would be better if maybe one of us does get a decent night's sleep. And that one would be me, because my partner will definitely be kept awake no matter what. So I'm going to attempt to try to get some sleep. And in order to do this, I need some kind of ear protection. But I need to be able to sleep in the ear protection. And I've looked at the different products that are available. And I have some high-level questions about what to expect from noise blocking or noise cancellation. So you can have hard earmuffs for noise blocking, like they use for, you know, shooting and using industrial equipment. You can use foam earplugs. You can use other types of earplugs. You can also use noise cancelling technology with headphones and things like that. So first of all, I was hoping you'd be able to sort of compare the different types of approaches and tell me what I could expect from each in terms of noise cancellation, especially thinking about the type of frequencies that a baby will produce will be around the 500 to 2 kilohertz range. I think that's correct. It doesn't have to isolate that sound. I don't want to be able to hear any sound at all, but I'm imagining most of the sound's going to come from that range. So I was hoping you would be able to give me an overview of the different options that I have and maybe give me an option and order them in order of the most effective to the least effective. So if you could do that, that'd be great. Thanks.
Congratulations on the upcoming addition to your family. That's definitely a smart move to plan ahead for some sleep. Let's break down the different types of ear protection and how they perform, especially for the frequency range of baby sounds. Foam earplugs, they offer a good level of noise reduction, usually around 25 to 30 dB, depending on the brand. They're very effective at blocking out higher frequencies, which includes the range of baby cries. They can be comfortable for sleeping, but it depends on the shape of your ear and how sensitive your ear canals are. Drawbacks, they can sometimes get a bit uncomfortable if worn for long periods, and they don't block out low frequency sounds as effectively as some other options. Two, soft silicone or wax earplugs, similar to foam earplugs, usually around 25 to 30 dB. They mold to the shape of your ear, providing a good seal. Often more comfortable for long periods because they conform to your ear shape. Drawbacks, they can sometimes lose effectiveness if they get dirty or if they don't fit perfectly. Noise-canceling headphones, active noise-canceling, ANC, is very effective at reducing low-frequency noises like hums or droning sounds, but it's less effective at higher frequencies like baby cries. They're generally quite comfortable, especially over-ear models, and can be worn for long periods. Drawbacks, they don't block out higher frequency sounds as well. And they need batteries or charging. They also might not be as effective for very loud or sudden noises. Over-ear passive noise-canceling headphones, these rely on their physical design to block noise, and they can offer a good level of attenuation, especially from mid to high frequencies. Generally comfortable and can be worn for long periods, but they can get a bit warm. Dropbacks, they don't completely block out all noise and can be bulky. Ranking in terms of effectiveness for baby sounds, 500 to 2,000 hertz. One, foam earplugs and soft silicone earplugs, best for higher frequency noise reduction. Two, over-ear passive noise-canceling headphones, good at blocking out a broad range of frequencies, including baby cries. noise-canceling headphones, great for low-frequency sounds, but not as effective for higher frequencies.
So in your case,
former silicone earplugs would likely be the most effective for blocking out those baby sounds. If you want a bit more comfort and less fuss, you could try over your passive noise-canceling headphones. Let me know if you need more details on any of these.
Yeah, so foam headphones are my go-to at the moment. But I feel I might need more than that. Is there a way of sort of layering protection on? Could I use foam headphones as well as something else? And you didn't explain what the actual noise blocking effect of earmuffs would be. Is it not as effective as foam, or is it as effective? Or could I use those in conjunction with earplugs? And if that was the case, what would be the likely effect? I'm not interested in silicone plugs because I don't find those very comfortable. And it sounds like the noise cancelling headphones won't really work in my use case. I'm a bit confused about that because I have seen noise cancelling headphones marketed specifically for baby noises. So maybe you can talk to that as well. Maybe you can find what those headphones are and find out if that is marketing or whether they actually could work.
Got it. Let's dive into these details. Earmuffs versus foam earplugs. Earmuffs, or ear defenders, are designed to block out noise passively by covering your ears completely. They typically offer around 20 to 30 dB of noise reduction, which is comparable to foam earplugs for certain frequencies. Combining earmuffs and foam earplugs is actually a well-known method for maximum noise reduction. This combination can give you an additional 5 to 10 dB of noise reduction beyond what either alone can achieve. Layering protection, home earplugs plus earmuffs. This is the gold standard for noise reduction. You can achieve around 30 to 40 dB of noise reduction. It is very effective for those higher frequencies of baby sounds. The combination is often recommended for environments with very loud noise. So it should definitely help with baby sounds at night. Noise-canceling headphones for baby noises, marketing versus reality. Some noise-canceling headphones are marketed specifically for babies or for parents to block out baby noise. But they usually emphasize low frequency noise reduction. They do go, but they might not be as effective as foam earplugs for higher frequencies. They also may not provide as much attenuation as the combination of earplugs and earmuffs. If you want a more comprehensive solution, layering the foam earplugs will likely give you the best results. If you want, I can also help you find specific products that are known to be effective for this purpose. Just let me know.
Okay, yeah. So I've
no worries.
Okay, so so I've seen a product in Norway called Soundcore, and it says it's for sleeping. They're Sleep A20 Bluetooth earbuds. Fall asleep easier, sleep longer. I'm wondering if they're more attuned for snoring, which would be low frequency, than other sounds. Can you tell me what you think about these headphones, whether you think they would be effective?
The Soundcore Sleep A20 earbuds are indeed designed to help you sleep better by blocking out noise. They focus on snore reduction, which is generally a lower frequency sound, so they might not be as effective for higher frequency sounds like baby cries, which are in the 500 to 2000 hertz range. The A20 model uses a noise masking system that's more effective for lower frequencies and doesn't have active noise cancellation. However, there's a newer model called the Soundcore Sleep A30, which does include active noise cancellation and adaptive snore masking. That might offer it.
All right. But that sounds like the frequencies would not be what I'm looking for. All right. So, the problem with over the head earmuffs for noise blocking is that they are going to be uncomfortable to sleep in. Are there any kind of soft options that also do a reasonable job of blocking sound? Because I'm thinking, if I could layer those on with some foam earplugs, that might be the best approach. But I don't think I'm going to be able to sleep in conventional earmuffs. Just because of the hard shell and the size of them. So do you have any suggestions for something that I could use instead? And can you tell me, obviously it's going to be a compromise because I understand that the hard shell does help to block sound. So if it's a soft shell, it might not be as good, but I want to know how good they are and what the likely noise blocking effect of these other ones are. And if using them in conjunction with the sponge earplugs in my ears will actually make any difference.
Absolutely. Comfort is definitely key when you're trying to sleep. So let's look at some softer options. Soft earmuff alternatives. One, sleep headphones with noise reduction. These are typically made of soft, flexible fabric and have built-in speakers that can help mask noise with white noise or...
No. We've already decided that noise reduction is not going to work because the frequencies are not going to be the right frequencies. I need noise blocking soft muffs that I can put over the top of foam earplugs. So the noise reduction won't work particularly because I will have foam earplugs in my ears as well.
Got it. Thanks for clarifying that. So you're looking for something that adds a bit more noise blocking on top of your foam earplugs, but still is comfortable enough to sleep in.
Right.
No problem. Here are a couple of options that might work well for you. One, soft foam earmuffs. These have a cushioned, flexible design that can conform to the shape of your head and ears, making them much more comfortable or sleeping than the hard shell versions.
And before you move on to the next one, could you tell me what the noise reduction effect, the noise blocking effect of those of the two options are?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Got it. Let me break down the noise blocking effectiveness for these two options. One, soft foam earmuffs. These generally offer around 20 to 30 dB of noise reduction, depending on the quality of the cushioning. This level of attenuation is quite effective for blocking out higher frequency sounds like baby cries when used in conjunction with foam earplugs. Soft, flexible earmuffs. These tend to offer a slightly lower noise reduction, typically around 15 to 25 dB, because the cushioning is softer and not as dense as...
So I need a specific product to talk about rather than general categories. So can you find the best example of each one of these that you can find, and then we can talk about them? But when I say best example, I'm looking for comfort and I'm looking for a high amount of noise blocking.
Here are a couple of great options that should meet your criteria. One, Max Ultra Soft Foam Earplugs. These earplugs have a high noise reduction rating of about 33 dB, making them very effective at blocking out noise. They're made of ultra soft foam, which makes them comfortable to wear for extended periods, including sleeping. Two, Loop Dream Earplugs. These are designed specifically for sleep, providing good level of noise reduction, 20 to 25 dB, and they're made from...
You're not listening to me, ChatGPT. Look, I don't need products that are earplugs because I will be using foam earplugs and I have a good source of foam earplugs, right? So they will be in my ear. What I need is earmuffs to go over the top of my earplugs, and they need to be comfortable and they need to be noise blocking, not noise reducing. So I don't need any noise cancelling technology. I just need good noise blocking, and I need two specific options that are flexible, comfortable muffs to put over the top of my ears that will have a high degree of noise blocking, and I want to know what that degree of noise blocking is.
Thanks for clarifying. Here are two great options for comfortable soft ear muffs that you can wear over your foam earplugs. One, 3M Pelter Optimi 98. These earmuffs have a noise reduction rating NRR of about 27 dB, which is quite effective at blocking out noise, especially when layered over foam earplugs. They're lightweight and have soft cushioned ear cups, making them comfortable for long periods, including sleep. Howard Leight Lightning L3. These earmuffs have an NRR of about 30 dB, offering excellent noise attenuation, especially when combined with foam earplugs. They're designed to be comfortable with a padded headband and soft ear cushions, making them suitable for extended wear. Both of these options should give you the extra noise blocking you need, all still being comfortable enough to sleep. Let me know if you'd like more details on
either of these.
That sounds great. Can you send me those in the chat? Thank you very much. I think we're done. If you could send me those in the chat, that'd be great. Also, awesome.